Hello! Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download on any electronic device a free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. Or you can call in today during this live interview by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to be a part of the conversation, have any comments, or any questions. Again, the number is 740-383-9944. Well, I've been doing a countdown to the end of the year. We're down to 39 days. Left in 2021, 2 days before Thanksgiving and 33 days until Christmas. So this is a busy time of the year, and I know people are doing a lot of shopping, and everywhere I go they say, well, we're having trouble with shipments coming in, and not only that, people to unload the trucks and things like that. People, let's pray. You know how we are during Christmas time. We want what we want, and hopefully those things will be, you know, corrected as we go along throughout the rest of the year. One thing I do not want to do is take COVID-19 into 2022, but it seems like it's going to go along with us, hey. Let's pray, okay? All right. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This is for tomorrow. They are having a drive-through for people who need Thanksgiving dinners or would like to have Thanksgiving dinner from Logos Christian Ministries. This will begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow until 2 p.m. Here is a phone number that you can call if you would like to order one, 740-382-9850. Again, 740-382-9850. The other announcement they have, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place December the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. This is all for Logos Christian Ministries. And make note, this is the last one, even though December is the last month, but they won't be doing this again until April 2022. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. And those who listen faithfully, thank you for your support. If it's your first time listening to the show, hopefully it will not be your last time, but thank you also. I have a thought for today. Reveal riches. The greatest good we can do for others is not share our riches with them, but to reveal to them their own. I thought that was a little different from what we always hear, right? And even in the Bible, Jesus said, you know, I will teach you how to be fishers of men. If you teach a person how to fish, then you don't have to fish for them. They can provide for themselves. And I suppose this is what this means also. So there's riches in each and every one of us. We just have to reveal them or help others to reveal their own, right? Alrighty. Now, let me turn my attention to my guest today. I apologize. I had a very busy day today and I did not advertise on Facebook. My grandson came by to see me and I just lost track of time, I guess. But Tara Dyer is here with us. Tara wears many hats. The unending teacher. She has retired, and they called her out of retirement, and she's still on the battlefield for our children and grandchildren our loved ones, and we thank God for that. And not only that, Tara is affiliated with all the African American entities in the city, Black Heritage Council, and let me see.
Peace and Freedom.
Peace and Freedom, and not only that, Mayor Minority Commission, and
Black Business Council.
Black Business Council. Oh my gosh, that's a new
Marian
one.
Marian Voices.
Marian Voices. Tara Dyer, everybody. She's always running for election, also. Different county commissioners, yeah. And City Council. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, how you doing?
I am so blessed. I'm telling you. Thank you for those reminder days that you counted down. I know my oldest daughter declared to me that I'm almost done with my Christmas shopping and I haven't even started. So thank you for that reminder, Linda, that it's right around the corner. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to have you. Absolutely. Anytime. Hello? Well, this is the number. Sorry. Alrighty. Yes, this year has flown by, Tara.
I know. December. Next week.
Yeah, did we get anything accomplished?
I don't know. I know that we suffered tremendous loss with COVID. And do you know that I went to three funerals in 4 days? I mean, I lost my beloved brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Then we both attended Rudy Mason's childhood friend.
Same
Polk
neighborhood,
Street.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Juan Rico Pickens, who was an entrepreneur, a respected member of the Marion community.
Right.
So I went to, I wasn't able to attend that funeral, but there were three funerals in 4 days. So this year has been definitely shrouded in a lot of uncomfortable and sad memories. So, it was something.
It's been something, hasn't it?
Yes.
And I,
sure.
I walked past, I recognized Homer, and I saw, I think Rock was in the middle. And I just saw my brother over there, and I went over there and sat out. I didn't even know that was you, too. I saw you going out the door. I was like, dog, that's Tara. But it was good to see you.
Yeah.
And it's good to be seen in these days, telling you.
And they both said how beautiful you were, both my brothers. They said, oh, she's so beautiful.
Oh, my.
Because we were talking about how my older brother Homer had talked about how age had taken its toll on some of the people that he saw at the funeral, and he was like, is that so-and-so and so? But then you walked in like the queen that you are, and they was like, she's so pretty. So,
well, thank you. They say that's a graceful way to do it, just bow out and say thank
you. Yes, just receive it.
I know, I didn't make it to Juan's yesterday, but this holiday time, I had doctor's appointment, then the funeral, and then I had two shows yesterday with my a lady from Child Evangelism Fellowship, and then my nephew, he called in. Mm-hmm. So it was just a really busy day, you know. And then I had the meeting with Jess at 6 and stuff like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a busy time for holidays.
Yeah, it is a busy time, and as we know that this is a season of giving thanks. I know we thank, you know, the Lord for our ability to say stuff like that. You know, it is a busy time, and we can, you know, do, we have the, you know, the faculties of our minds and the abilities of our limbs, and we can do so many things. So we just want to give thanks,
amen,
you know, for that. And amen. Because, you know, somebody didn't get up, you know.
I know.
Somebody didn't get up.
It's
so.
Been like, I agree with you, it's been like an unbelievable year. But mm-hmm. And forgive me, because I had been starting out my show with, what are you thankful for? This is Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And what are you thankful for, those of you who are listening? And sometimes, you know, we may have to search our mind to even mm-hmm. realize what we are thankful mm-hmm. for, but mm-hmm. life is so precious,
Yes, and send out our condolences to our friend,
yes.
Kathy McGarry, who lost her great-grandson. And I mean, he was just a baby.
7 years old.
Yeah, so, yeah, I am truly thankful for a lot of things, but... You know, sometimes we're blinded by our grief and our, are we going to pay this bill? And those that we forget to just, okay, sit down for a minute. There's got to be something that you can thank God for.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. and if you don't have to think hard, then great. But if you have to think hard, dig down deep and
yes.
come up with something,
yes.
I'm pretty sure. You'll come up with something that you're definitely thankful for.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. That's a surreal moment that we're having right now, because mm-hmm. these are people that we know, grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like intimate, really, really close, like your brother-in-law. I remember mm-hmm. one of your family reunions I went to, and he was bragging about that fish he was frying, you know, and mm-hmm. I had a piece of that fish, you know, so mm-hmm. I remember him for that, you know.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Yes, and your sister was on my mind. I had forgot that he had passed, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a hold of her. I said, well, you were just on my mind, and mm-hmm. Thinking about you, I had forgot about, but I had given my condolences to Lisa anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy thing to lose your husband.
No.
I've been through that, you know. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart goes out to her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think we can't make it, but God always finds a way.
Yeah.
Doesn't
you know. Joy.
Amen. 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 So let's talk about the election that's over.
Oh,
now.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to. Of course not. But.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you and I booked this engagement, it was my prayer that I would come in on a note of victory, you know, proclaiming that I had been elected to Fifth Ward City Council, but that was not to be, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it did not, I mean, when I heard your voice say, you know, because you were given the numbers for your radio station, and I was like, yeah, here comes the fifth, and Linda's going to declare that I had won. And when I didn't, I was so dismayed and downtrodden. I was at my house because, remember, there was some
so
type
late.
Of a glitch or something, and so waiting for the results was it was so crazy. But I was waiting on you to say, Tara Dyer, you know, this amount.
And yeah, me too.
You know, my opponent, this amount, with Tara Dyer being declared the victory. But it just wasn't to be, you know, and I, you know what I did the next morning after that?
I'm sure you went right to work.
I did. Happened. I did. I still continue to work on the Emoja project that yields affordable housing for a fortunate individual in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a meeting in which we talked about transportation in Marion. I looked over some United Way notes that we were talking about Clear Impact, a methodology that will allow us to look at racial inequities and how we can measure them.
Right.
So it wasn't like, okay,
life was over. No, yeah, life goes on, right?
Yeah, life goes on. And, you know, I'll continue to do the work in our community. And, you know, I mean, it's just a, for me, you know, is it a title that would have allowed me to do more meaningful things in the community?
Of course.
You know.
Yes.
But sometimes people don't need a title.
True.
In order to do the work.
That's true.
I, you know, I got up the next day and just continued to do the work, and I'll continue to do that whether or not I'm an elected official.
Right.
But I was like looking at, there was an article in the Marion Star that said, you know, out of the 19,000 eligible voters in Marion, only close to 4,000 voted. So less than 20% of the voters who were eligible voted to determine Ms. Sims, to determine our
legislature.
Yeah. What's going to happen in Marion? And I mean, not even a quarter of the people in our city voted. It was a abysmal voter turnout. 19,000 and only 4,000 voted. So, and you know, that's another thing I thought about is how can we mobilize, you know, the electorate and encourage them to vote. We've got 2022 coming up. We'll have another presidential in 2024. You know, but I am truly petrified as to what this majority Republican city council will bring to me. I'm truly petrified. So
that doesn't sound good.
it doesn't, but depends on what agenda they're going to bring to the table. Will it be like we stood in that room right there?
Right.
Will it be charter cities as Cornelius was advocating for, you know?
Right.
Versus statutory cities, you know? Will it be registering abandoned homes that Representative Councilman Neff was talking about? Would it be you know, the puppeteer, which is my representative that just goes along with whatever all the other Republicans say. You know, she's just a mimic of what they say, and she'll vote accordingly.
Right. You know,
what is the agenda? And if so, does that agenda benefit the people or just the Republican point of view? So it's just we maybe this 20% of the people who voted can hold this Republican majority city council, hold them
accountable,
make them accountable, hold their feet to the fire. But it just it petrifies me, you know, of what can happen in 2 years.
Right.
You
a
know,
lot can happen. Absolutely.
In
we
2 years.
Found that out.
Yeah. What kind of agenda is our city faced with? So I, for one, will continue to push the card and ask the hard questions and identify weakness when I see it. But yeah, so, but it just wasn't meant to be, you know?
Right.
But your people got elected. We have the first African American elected official in the city of Marion.
Yeah, that was big.
So, I mean, we can look at that and, you know, and
at least one of us got in.
Yeah, out of four. Yeah.
one of us got in.
Yeah.
And after all the years, not just since you've been running, but even before
the
you,
the first. The first African-American elected official. But, of course, he had not only the African-American vote, but he also had the Republican
vote.
So, I mean,
of course.
Yeah. Tara Dyer's just not willing to change parties.
Right. A lot of people are not, because there is diversity in everything, and even in politics, and, you know, the way we think and what we stand for and how we vote, you know. Even God likes diversity. He didn't mm-hmm. make us all the same, look the mm-hmm. same, talk the same. You know what I mean? Same oh, yeah. size mm-hmm. and all that.
That would be boring.
Wouldn't it? And he's not a boring God. Mm-hmm. He likes variety. So, mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I don't know what we're going to have to do to get our young people motivated. And I think mm-hmm. about how Barack Obama was mm-hmm. able to turn those things around. That was mm-hmm. one of the largest votes of young people mm-hmm. ever produced, mm-hmm. you know, in our history. And it's like, what did he do to inspire those young people?
He had a plan. And Barack Obama, I mean, he had an office in Marion. He had energetic, vivacious people. Mm-hmm. He had a definite strategy, and which I thought I had, because I think I probably knocked on at least 1,500 doors. I distributed probably, you know, 1,500 or to 2,000 pieces of literature. We, our campaign was out talking to people. You know, we appeared on all of the forums, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and so I thought that that strategy was solid, you know, distributed 200 yard signs, and I mean, it was, you know, I felt really, really confident. Our campaign delivered and did different volunteer work. We worked out in the neighborhoods, you know, to love our neighborhoods, and cleaned up the neighborhoods, not only in the Fifth Ward, but throughout Marion, you know.
Right.
We visited the sick and the shut-in.
Right.
And, I mean, we did so much, you know. And it's just disheartening, you know, to work so hard and, you know, to come up short.
Right. But you have to also understand that your labor has not been in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have gotten the ultimate, you know, token that you were aiming for, but you made an impression on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You really have. And our labor is just not in vain. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for everything that we do. We may not always understand it, but there is a reason
mm-hmm.
for it.
Yeah, and there is a reason, but, you know, my ultimate goal is for us to have that diversity. Mm-hmm. I love the way you put it, you know, about our Father who, you know, created such a diversity among his people. But I think everyone should be represented at the table.
I do
and
too.
That those voices should be resounding mm-hmm. in, you know, whatever the needs are, whatever the wants are. And then you mesh it together, and then you come up with a plan that's beneficial to everyone. It should not just be because
one-sided.
Yeah. And I made an impassioned plea when I came to the candidates forum here,
mm-hmm.
and I just said, you know, just for once, you know, vote your heart and your conscience. Vote for the person that you see out in the community doing the damn thing. Vote
right.
for the person who you know,
right.
you know, has a heart for the community.
Right.
Don't look at R's or D's. You know, look at the person who's working on housing, who's working on transportation, who's trying to do something for our homeless youth,
right.
who's working on employment, who's working on trying to beautify
right.
our
lighted
city.
Homes and
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I made that impassioned plea, and it was straight from my heart.
I know.
You know, and it just didn't happen. You know, so, but a lot of good people weren't reelected. You know, Kathy Swanger,
I
think,
is
amazing.
That. Yeah.
She's an amazing council person.
I was surprised.
Me too. What else surprised you? Who else?
Tom Pannett.
Oh, Tom Pannett.
That surprised mm-hmm. me. I know he's getting older, but it still mm-hmm. surprised me. 14 mm-hmm. years running, and mm-hmm. he really has as far as I know, I've escaped all, you know, a lot of ado, you know, being wrong or being not doing his job. I just never really heard that about him. And I've been knowing him since 2009, but I was surprised he was unseated, you know.
Yeah, that was, but I told our party that that was going to be a hard one because he was a Republican and African-American.
Right.
So that were, you know, that was two big, huge things, you know. But I feel like Tom, man, I tell you, he was out there too. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I know he was.
Knocking on the doors and, you know, but, so who else surprised you?
Well, I was surprised you didn't get voted in also. I thought Dana had a good shot. I really did. And even Kathleen with the school board, you know, working at the college all those years and just been there. And I was surprised. I really was. I was at least hoping two of us would slide. Not slide, but, you know, be dutifully elected, you know, because you were honest, you know. You didn't pull no punches, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah, that turnout, Linda, was just awful.
It was terrible.
It was
terrible.
Just awful.
It was. It
and,
was.
So we just got to figure out a way.
We got to do better, I know that.
We just got to figure out a way to get people, you know, I think I lost by 7 votes once before. This time was worse. It was like 38, but I had the second highest voter turnout, I think, if I read the paper correctly. So people turned out in the 5th, but...
and see, we couldn't vote for you.
No, no, no.
You wouldn't even know.
You're in the 6th. Are you in the 6th? You're in Jason Chalmers, right? Which is... no, he's not a 6th. He's the 3rd.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and that's the other thing, Linda, we got to educate people, you know, so that they know what ward are you in, who is your city council person, and because...
What are they doing for your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, because that's what Katie said, her aunt, Pearl, had done her research and everything, and... but when she got to the polls, none of the people that she had researched was on her ballot. Well, because she lives in, she doesn't live in the city.
Right.
So, but yeah, I want to do some workshops to help people understand who, what, and that whole thing. Because 2024 is, I mean, that's a presidential, but 2022 is coming up, and
yes,
it's another election.
Yes, it is, and it's a very important election. This has to do with the House of Representatives, right, and the the Senate. Yeah, that's going to be big, because right now we do not want them to have complete control before.
Yeah.
If you can get that in people's heads, how important it is, you know, for their future.
It's important to vote.
Yeah, it is.
It's important to vote.
It is.
You
it
know.
Is. Very important.
Many people sacrifice for us to have this privilege, and it's free.
Yes, it is.
And it's so convenient because you can get an absentee ballot. You can vote early. I mean, you can have a ballot mailed to your house.
That's true. So true.
You can have a ballot mailed to your house.
Right.
And you can vote from the comforts of your home.
Yes, absolutely.
My friend, I wonder if I have it, Rosalind Burke, they were ill, she and her husband. And her daughter posted this picture of these two sick individuals making it to the polls to vote. Making it to the polls. They were... like, I'm not going to let anything...
stop
you
this.
Know?
Rosalind.
What's that? I ain't going to let nobody turn me around.
That's
that old
her.
Negro spiritual.
Yep, that is her. Yep, absolutely. That's Rosalind.
her daughter, Tamika, you know Tamika, right? She took a picture of them, and she said they have been sick and shut in, but that's not going to stop them from making it to the polls to vote. And I'm going to ask her if I can use that picture
and,
you know, future endeavors as far as campaigning and stuff is concerned. That inspired me, and I voted.
I know, that's right. I voted, too. I sure did. I voted, too, and I went down to the Board of Elections, I think, the day before and voted, and I... the turnout was pretty good there, but like I said, a lot of your names weren't able to vote for because of the districts we were in. I don't know.
Well, I took 10 people with me. Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't take 10 people. I was responsible for 10 people, and they weren't exactly in my ward. I just wanted them to go vote.
Right, absolutely. Know?
So, you know, I had a, in my mind, it was like, take 10 to mobilize, you know, and so I took 10 people, and then I had those people call 2 or 3 people and get them to the polls and stuff, because it's a ripple effect, you know.
It is. Wow. What can I say? Oh, I also want you to talk about the historical Black colleges and the big event you guys planned for next year.
Yeah, yeah. We got, I tried to call in so that we could have, but you said you can't call in because he called in.
Right, he's
on
the line, yeah.
Yeah, we got a great program planned for this year. Black Heritage Council normally has an event every year. COVID, of course, has put a stop to a lot of social gatherings. And so this year, what Black Heritage, it's the year of the HBCU. And what we're going to do is we've got Anaya Reynolds, Rebecca Twine, Jackie Twine, Deacon Albert Twine, we've got Dr. Stacy Downey, and we're facilitated by Johnny Jackson. So what we're doing is we're meeting every Wednesday to plan this great big extravaganza to culminate this whole project on Memorial Day weekend. So like Friday, it's going to be like a program. Olajuwon had talked about maybe doing like a pop-up kind of a thing, and he mentioned yesterday on your program that it's just not for Marion City Schools kids. He said, I want to, and he named specific people, you know, River Valley and Pleasant and all of them, because he feels an obligation to reach out to these kids and let them know that it can be done. Olajuwon attended Benedict College, and that's where he got his big break with BET and so on and so forth. So that's how we kind of nudged him into this. Stacy Downing, Dr. Stacy Downing, is at Delaware State in Dover, Delaware, another historically Black college. And Anaya Reynolds, she wants to get to their level. She wants to attend an HBCU. So she is like videotaping and journaling about her path, her journey to get to an HBCU.
Wow.
And she's going to present this project at we're going to have a big dinner. We normally have it in February, March for Black Heritage Council, but now we're going to have it in May.
Okay.
And she's going to present her project at that time, and we're going to have Stacy keynote. We'll have Olajuwon do something.
Of course.
You know, he'll come in his own way, you know, whether it's drums or spoken word or whatever, as well as a lot of TBA, you know, to be announced kind of individuals who will meet along the way.
Right.
So, and shout out to Marion Community Foundation, because we received a grant to do this very important work all revolves around HBCUs and the year of the HBCU.
That's big.
And also at the end, we hope to award our traditional scholarships to students going to institutions collegiately, and prayerfully, Anaya will get a grant to a scholarship to go to a HBCU. So we're just, you know, we're still in the planning stages what this looks like, this extravaganza. But we like what we're hearing from Olajuwon as far as the planning is concerned. We like what we're hearing from Dr. Downey, but, you know, and a child shall lead, so we're letting Rebecca and Anaya kind of like orchestrate what this whole thing looks like. Well, I'm pretty sure you'll be involved somewhere.
I'm going to try.
Line.
Absolutely.
Yes. It'd be nice if you could broadcast live from the pop-up event.
I think I can. I just have to set it up when it is and everything, because someone has to be at the station. You can and pop that on live. Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Looking forward to a lot of things.
It'd be great. And then we go right into June with Juneteenth. So we'll go from HBCUs, you know, and that journey, and then Juneteenth, you know, we'll do those type things, and kind of like what we did last year with, you know, the blood drive and all those. That's going to be a busy time. So, yeah, we're excited.
Good.
Black Heritage Council, very excited to help facilitate and actualize these young people's dreams.
Absolutely. Like I say, your work is not in vain, honey. You're just really laying a path for these young people.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it looks like they're not paying attention, you know, but they are. They are. I talk to mine all the time, you know.
I know they are.
I'm like, get up, do something, go vote.
It's hard because they can't see, they can't begin with the end in mind. You know, they're like living in what Martin Luther King said, the urgency of now. The urgency of now. We're just trying to not get shot. We're just trying to, you know, do this. They're not looking like Olajuwon said, you know. He said, yeah, I was definitely, you know, going on the path. He talked about when he was in a little, like, talent show here, you know, and he said that was a step toward what his goal was. He talked about being a gopher for your cousin, Bill Sims.
Oh, yeah.
That was a step.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he talked about the BET thing. That was a step.
Yes.
So all those steps led him, you
where
know.
Where he is right now.
And he's so humble.
Yes.
And, you know, gave God the glory, you know, and acknowledge God so that God could direct his path.
Right,
you
absolutely.
Know? So, yeah, so it's amazing working with these young people.
Yeah.
How could I not, you
I know, that's right.
A title does not a person make.
No, it
you
doesn't.
You know, I mean, because I'd be Tara regardless if I'm council person Tara, Mayor Tara Dyer.
Right.
You know, whatever, you know, Treasurer Tara, whatever.
Right.
I'm still going to do the work.
Right, you're hard
that I'm
worker.
Destined to do.
Yes, yes. And you've helped to make this place a better place, believe it or
every
not.
Day.
It may be a little bit at a time, but
every
it's getting
day.
Better, you
not
know.
Every day.
And we have to look forward to that. And hopefully, you know, the Lord always says that he works in the kingdom of men. You know, he rules in the kingdom of men. So people are only going to go so far, you know, because we had to pay the piper, and he's the piper.
You have to.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't even regard that or think about that.
You got to be alert so that you are. My granddaughter got her license, and she was blessed. Her mom was able to get her a car.
Okay.
And I was like, did you thank God for that? You know, because she was so worried. Oh, I can't do mobility, and I can't, you know. And, then I'm going to have to ask my mom for a ride to cheer and a ride. And I'm like, And then when she got it, she's like, she called me. She had to go to Mansfield because I guess our DMV is not operating.
Something happened.
And she said, I got it. And I said, she said, oh, don't even say it. She said, I already thank God, you know.
Amen, you know, right?
She said, I know what you're about to say.
Yeah. I had to take my grandson there just last Friday.
In Mansfield?
No, we went to Delaware.
Oh, you had to go to Delaware. Huh?
It was either or, but you had to have an appointment to go to Mansfield in advance. Mm-hmm. Online, get an appointment. But Delaware, you didn't need one. You can just go there. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, they do all in one little area. Board of Elections, where you vote at, and then they had, like, your driver's license here, your temps there, and some other thing that goes along with it, but it was all in one building. Mm-hmm. So it was like, wow, that was very convenient. So mm-hmm. I don't know why ours is separate mm-hmm. in two different places, but mm-hmm. they
ours is all in the same place, isn't it?
Evidently not, I guess.
Yeah,
I remember when I got my temps, it wasn't at the BMV. It mm-hmm. was
yeah, it's all
on Fairground Street.
Girl, that was years ago.
I know. And remember, they was doing it down here on Center Street?
Center Street. And remember, also at the mall.
Yes, at the mall.
It's changed. But everything, I think, the title, the license, and all of that.
That's right, the titles.
It's all in the same, for that same convenience, so that you could go from place to place without having to get in your car, go drive, go here, and then come back and do this. And heaven forbid you forgot something. You know?
Oh, yeah. And they don't mind telling you, well, we need this. You got to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
Where's this paper? Yeah, but she definitely, just like C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State, you know, he always, the quarterback, he always thanks God for his abilities. And, I mean, he is an amazing quarterback, but he doesn't take for granted the gifts that God gave
him. We cannot. Not for one moment. We just can't do it.
Not ever.
Nope. Well, you know, we got a minute and a half left, and what do you want to say to the people today?
Well, I just like to say to the people, thank you for allowing me to do what I do. Thank you for those who supported me and continue to keep me in your prayers as we go about doing our Father's work in this community.
Thank you, Tara Dyer.
Thank you, Linda.
You are so welcome, so welcome. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I know we're having a singles bash at the Harding Hotel, and that will take place on the 4th of December at 6:30. Bring
it,
gift.
Marian Voices Sunday.
Oh, Marian Voices, that's right. That's going to be that. Sunday, mm-hmm. right? We sure did not.
Darn.
Right.
You had a great opportunity.
Sure did. Absolutely. Wow. Well, was not enough time. I didn't even have the paper out. I should have had it out. But thank you. Until next time, be blessed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The worst
first time?
Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time, what's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, when he came back to Vegas, Shecky, I want you to come on my show, and you are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show. I did the first show, he says, you stunk. You'll never be on my show again. I said, did you remember what you said to me? But I don't care what I said to you then. Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now, wait a second. So he told you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had
to... signed me for so many spots.
So he had to put you on.
Well, he really didn't. He could have paid me off, you know. But he had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing.